You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. In this episode, Kev, this is the first of our real life stories for season 8.
Yes, our student was Jess, and she kindly agreed to record some reflections as we progress through our week-long driving course. It was quite interesting to see how we did. So have a listen and see how we got on through the week. So, good morning, Jess.
Hi, Kev.
This is the beginning of day two, but I thought we could start just a little recording of what you were hoping for from the beginning of day one. What were your thoughts? And
so, before day one, I'd done 10 hours of lessons a year ago, and I didn't necessarily have the best relationship with my instructor. I really struggled between... I was doing 2 hours every Saturday, and in between that period, I'd just kind of forget everything I'd learned. So I felt like my progress was really slow. I was really doubting everything I did because I feel like I'd forgotten everything in the meantime. So coming into yesterday, I was quite nervous that I didn't really know anything. And I was worried that the hours that I put in wouldn't reflect how much I actually knew, and that I'd get into the car and panic. And I was especially worried about, you know, getting to situations like traffic lights and not knowing how to pull out and then grip, like just basic things. The first thing when I got into the car with Kev yesterday was being like, okay, I've written what I think is the order of how to start the car. Can I just double check this is correct? And I was just saying, well, spoiler alert, but I was just saying to Kev that this morning I didn't have any worries about how to start the car. I knew after yesterday exactly what to do in that situation. So
how do you think your confidence has improved from yesterday then?
Yes, I think my confidence has improved a lot since yesterday. Even throughout the day, you know, when things went right, I would, as Tracy has said in the podcast before, kind of video replay them going correctly. Things that I felt less sure of, Kev and I went through them multiple times, so I felt more confident about them. I felt a lot calmer within like the first like 15 minutes. I never felt rushed at any point, so that really helped me feel like I had more control. And at points where I was, you know, getting a bit ahead of myself, Kev would be like, maybe you could just go slower on that next. Maybe you could just slow down slightly. And then I felt like I had more control. So the periods where I, in the past, would have, you know, got in my head and forgotten everything, I never got to that point because I was always feeling like I was in control.
Which I suppose is the utmost sort of like target you're looking for, to be in control, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm not, at the end of the day yesterday, you were like, on the scale of confidence, like where would you say you are? One is like you wouldn't be able to get in a car by yourself. 10 is you're Lewis Hamilton. And, you know, I'm not Lewis Hamilton. I will never be Lewis Hamilton. But I know that after the day yesterday, I wouldn't be able to get in a car and independently drive. But I wasn't worried about anything I'd learned. I knew that I had the potential with time, today, tomorrow, to get to the point where I felt more comfortable doing these things. They became more like reflexes, and I had time to think about the things that I would usually get stressed about, like there's another car coming my way and I'm turning right, what do I do? So I see the potential now, whereas I was very worried before this started that I would just be stuck in the same mindset throughout.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. So let's look forward, because I always like looking forward and the positivity.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on today then? What would you like to happen today?
Yesterday we tried reversing into parking bays, and while with Kev's guidance I did get into the parking bays most of the time. I was very reliant on you telling me the wheel position, and I was getting, that was the point where I was overthinking things. So I think today I would like to get to the point where I can do that a bit more independently and I'm not questioning myself so much. So I think that's definitely a practice thing, because in my previous 10 hours I'd gone into a parking bay once, so it was definitely something I was starting new yesterday. And yeah, maybe parallel parking. Yesterday I stalled on a hill start, the most extreme hill start of the ones we did. Yeah. So maybe I'd like to try that again and not stall on the first go. But again, yesterday when I did stall, Kev made sure that I was calm and all the situations were easily rectifiable, even when I stalled twice in a row. But yes, it never felt like the end of the world, you know. So hill starts, sorry, tangent. Hill starts is what I'd like to do today, and reversing reversing into parking at pace.
So again, that sounds like a really good, because you've got a clear goal, target, plan. So yeah, so let's do another one at the end of today and see how you feel.
Cool.
Brilliant. Thank you.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.